Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Today we celebrate the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Of all the lessons we can learn from him, perseverance and the commitment to never give up in the face of adversity or what may appear to be overwhelming odds, I believe is one of his important legacies. As Dr. King said, and I quote, "If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward." Just like the Clemson-Alabama National Championship football game last week. Unbelievable. With Alabama favored to win, having beat Clemson in the finals last year and leading in this game throughout quarters 1-3, Clemson took the lead with a few minutes to go. They hung in there. But Alabama fought back, and with 2 minutes left in the game, they took the lead, and most folks thought, well, Clemson gave it a good try. But Clemson had another thought. They marched down the field, and with only 1 second left on the clock, scored the winning touchdown for their first national title in 35 years. Incredible football game that personified never give up and keep moving forward. Jack Handy in the New Yorker said, and I quote, "Shake off the naysayers and trudge on through the mud and filth and slime. Keep pushing ahead, not in a way that seems pushy, but in a way that says you won't stop. Some people say you shouldn't beat your head against a wall. Tell that to a woodpecker." End quote. Many of you made New Year's resolutions for 2017. After 15 days into the year, how many of you have kept those resolutions? Are you still going to lose those 28 pounds, or have you already thrown away those intrusive bathroom scales that always overstate your actual weight? Are you still going to the gym each day, or have you decided that moving your arms up and down while sitting on the couch will suffice? Are you still eating veggies and healthy proteins? Or are you back to the daily dose of double fudge chocolate from Baskin-Robbins? Where are you with those personal commitments you made less than a month ago? You may feel that your personal resolutions are not as significant or important as Dr. King's lifetime of work to pursue justice for the oppressed, equality for those who are living under the cloak of racism, or living with compassion for those who are suffering with their personal struggles to get through each and every day. But I would argue your personal resolutions are just as important because they are stepping stones that, once achieved, can prove to each of you that you have the power to not only change your individual circumstances, but also to successfully contribute to making our community a better place to live. This has been John Sapper for Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.